You're listening to the Prepper Recon Podcast. For questions, comments, and podcast archives, go to PrepperRecon.com. Ready-Made Resources has a limited number of PVS-30 night vision scopes for $4,700. These are the top-of-the-line night vision scopes used by the U.S. military, which normally sell for over $11,000. Turn your 12-hour rifle into a 24-hour rifle. Visit Ready-Made Resources to get your PVS-30 today.
I've personally been buying gold and silver from JM Bullion for over 2 years. They offer the best prices over spot that I can find, and I've never had a problem with an order. If you're looking to trade in some of your fiat paper for real money, check out jmbullion.com today.
Hey, Preppers and Patriots. This is the second half of my interview with Eve Gonzalez of TradingPostInTheWoods.com. Enjoy the show. You're going to be cooking with the Sun Oven and the Minuteman Rocket Stove, so folks can get a feel for those, right?
Well, you know, the Minuteman, the gentleman from the Rocket Stove, the Minuteman Rocket Stove, wasn't able. He had to back out, and so he's not going to be there. So what we're going to be doing is we are going to be doing the Sun Oven. We are going to be letting them cook with the cube stove. That's my favorite. Of all the different ones I've used, I love my cube stove. And so we're going to let people use those cube stoves and try those. And then we have another one, a new stove that's out that we have been testing, that it charges your cell phone while you're cooking your dinner. So it's really kind of a cool stove. So we're going to have that out there so that people can see how that works as well. You know, I always tell people you have to find what is comfortable for you. And, you know, doing the work that I do, we get a lot of people who give us different things to try. I've had titanium stoves given to me, ones that fold completely flat. And I love my cube stove. It's just die hard and it's simple. And so that's the one that I take everywhere, that I go. But somebody else might like a different one. And so, it's important that at events like this, that you have options to try. And, you know, we may have one of the Minuteman rocket stoves there that they can test out. But he unfortunately isn't going to be there to speak. He just had to back out, just because of some stuff that was going on. So, he unfortunately won't be there, but there will be different options for them.
Now, the tube stove is the sort of a, it's a tube, and it's basically a portable Sun Oven. Is that right?
Well, it is what you would use if you had a Sun Oven, and you know, you really can't tote those Sun Ovens. I love my Sun Oven, but that's really, you're going to put that because you are not carrying that out if you're going out on foot.
Oh, no.
The Sun Oven is heavy.
It'd be the only thing you could carry.
It would be. Okay. And you'd get tired of carrying it and probably lose it along the way. But the Sun Oven is great when you're at your bug out place and you're using it. In fact, I've talked with a lot of people who have bought them and they've never tried them. And they're actually, some of these people are coming, and I tell them, I said, well, you're cooking, okay, because you're trying that Sun Oven so that you know how it works. But the cube stove is what you would use at least on a cloudy day. Now, I use mine whether it's a sunny day or a cloudy day, and it's just, it's a little square, and I cook with pine cones and twigs and leaves and whatever sort of just, you know, wood I can find, anything that will start a fire. In fact, we have a video that I did, and that's going to be coming out on our website showing me cooking with it. And you know, I got a huge fire going on this little thing, but I have cooked for 60 people on my cube stove in one pan and all at once. So I was doing a training class, and I wanted them to see that you could put a huge container on there, a stock pot on there, and cook for a large number. And so I cooked for 60 on my little cube stove. It's just die hard. I think if an elephant stood on it, you know, I would be amazed if it crushed. And we have abused that thing so much, and it just keeps on going. It's awesome. So it is. It's just a little cube. Some people don't like it because it doesn't go flat. I like it because it doesn't. I mean, I have it right there. It's all set to go. I'm not having to rebuild my stove or anything. And it doesn't take up tons of room. So, and it's lightweight. So I do like it.
Yeah, even the Minuteman is much smaller than the Sun Oven, but it's still you're not bugging out with that either.
No,
if you're going on foot, that's not something that you're going to be carrying. I've got a Sun Oven and a rock and a Minuteman. And, you know, we've cooked it with the Sun Oven at the house. As soon as we got it, we made chicken and beans and rice. I'm in Southern Florida or Central Florida, but I was really surprised at how fast it cooked in the sun. And I absolutely love that thing, but I couldn't even put that in the car. It's too bulky. It takes up too much room.
Now, if
I'm bugging out in the truck, I can take the rocket, the Minuteman, and I like that. I like the Sun Oven better, and I think I was more impressed with that because I am in Florida and we get more sun. But the Minuteman rocket stove was great too. The thing about that is you got to make sure you got it angled with the wind so that the wind's going the right way to, you know, the whole thing's working on any rocket stove is working with airflow. So, you know, you have to make sure you've got that thing positioned with the wind, and it's pretty good. It's pretty efficient. And now if you're bugging out in a vehicle, you know, it's an ammo box, so it doesn't take up a whole lot of room. You're not going to put that in your pack or carry it if you're bugging out on foot because, you know, ounces build up to pounds and pounds equal pain when you're on foot.
Exactly. It does. And that, you know, the rocket stove, it's a good stove, and it's a hearty hunk of chunk of stove.
Sure is.
And it will do well for people. Now, it's not going to do well if you don't have a fuel source. Like the Sun Oven, if you have the sun, you're going to do well. But what if there's no sun? Now, I've cooked in the Sun Oven, and it was 35 degrees. And it was wintertime. It was 35 degrees. It took about 2.5 hours. And I was able, I took rice and I took, broccoli and cauliflower and green beans and chicken and cheese. And I just stuck it in there and we were working on the road, that we were putting into the wilderness. And, 2.5 hours later, we had food. ever so often you have to go back and you turn it, but Sun Oven's very forgiving. You don't have to keep such a close eye on it. But there are different stoves for different purposes. And, just like the Minuteman rocket stove has its time and place, the Sun Oven has its time and place, the Cube stove has its time and place. And, I tell people, you start with what you can afford, and then you get grander. Okay, so my first oven I had was not the American Sun Oven. It was a Cube stove. I knew that, when I respond to disasters, I'm not taking a Sun Oven in with me. I needed what I had to have, which was a Cube stove, and thank goodness it didn't cost a lot. And that's the nice thing. You know, a Cube stove, it's like $19, $19.95, something like that. And, so you're not having to pay a lot. But it's something there, but then, you have to look, what about when you can't put a scent up into the air? What are you going to do if you don't have water, purification? If you don't have a good filter? What are you going to do if somebody gets sick? How are you going to handle that? What if somebody does get shot? What are you going to do? Okay. Are you just going to abandon the person alongside the road, or are you going to put your thinking cap on and go, wait a second, I remember this is what we can do. And you logic it out and go, okay, I learned this and this and this. And, what are you going to do for batteries? And that, Alan from Green Innovative is one of the people who will be speaking. And, he's coming. And, we met Alan, a couple of years ago, and when I first saw his product, for people who don't know, have never heard of Alan, He invented the saltwater battery recharger. So it's salt and water, and it recharges batteries. And I met him, and he was showing me his product, and I'm thinking, yeah, right, okay. And we won't, until we field test it, we won't sell a product. And I told him, I said, well, you know, I'm going to field test it, and I'm going to put it through the ringer if it's going to do what you say it does. And he's like, well, you're going to be pleased, and it worked. We tested it for a year, and it worked very well. But Alan is a very brilliant man. He's got patents out. He's, you know, he can help people in areas of thinking outside the box for coming up with different ideas. I mean, who would have thought you could take salt and water and recharge a battery? Or if you have no salt and water, your urine will recharge batteries. Who knew that? Okay, I didn't. Did you? I had no idea until I met Alan. So, you know, Alan will be there, you know, speaking. So I'm excited, you know, sad that, you know, the Minuteman rocket stove won't be there. But there's going to be a lot of great information that they're going to get.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Katie Armor offers affordable body armor, including level 3 trauma plates made of AR-500 steel. They can endure multiple rounds from pistols and rifles up to 7.62 NATO. Order today from katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
After a massive wave of disappearances, 26-year-old CIA analyst Everett Carroll finally believes what he's been told about the biblical prophecy of the rapture. Global currencies have collapsed, famine and plague have claimed the lives of millions, and the world has crumbled into chaos. Seven seals, seven trumpets, and seven vials of God's wrath are about to be poured out upon the earth, and woe to the inhabitants thereof. Buy your copy of The Days of Elijah, Book 1, Apocalypse, by best-selling author Mark Goodwin, in paperback or Kindle edition from Amazon.com today.
You guys are going to be reviewing some water purification methods as well. What methods will you be doing there?
Okay, so we're going to be going over the good and the bad. There are good filters out on the market, and there's some really lousy ones. You know, unfortunately, we see the lousy ones being sold all the time, and it tortures me. And so I wanted that covered. I wanted people to know, how do they know what's good and what is bad? But then what happens when you don't have one? Okay, what happens if you lose it, you know, or your filter starts to go bad? What are you going to do for safe water? And so we're going over a lot of different ideas other than just putting bleach into your water, because I'm like, how much chemicals do you want to consume? I don't want to consume a lot. In a disaster area, you need your body strong and healthy. How healthy is it going to be if you keep consuming chemical? You know, so we're going to look at different ways that they can go about making sure they have some safe water for drinking if they don't have a filter. But then if they're looking at filters, unfortunately, you know, for a lot of people, they come and they will hear me talk about water purification, and I burst their bubble because what they purchased is bad, okay? And I would never, ever take it into a disaster area with me. And so, you know, and I explained to them, I'm like, keep it as a backup to a backup to a backup to a backup. Okay, but don't make it your priority. But it's important to know, because now's the time to learn, not when the disaster happens. And you know, there are people out selling product who've never been in a disaster. They've never gone through a disaster. They really don't know what it is that they've got, but people buy it. And so we're not trying to sell product. We're trying to sell reality. We're trying to sell to people, how do you survive? What is good? What's not bad? Some stuff we sell, some stuff we don't. Because if somebody else can sell it cheaper than what I can get it for, I'm going to direct you to them. You know, so that's some of it. And you know, you hear people going, oh, I need to learn how to suture. We're going to look at that. and, and look at the do not use super glue. But I want people skin stapling. And so I want them to see how easy it is to put a skin stapler in their hand, to go ahead and make an incision and try to staple close, and then go, now how do you keep it from getting infected? Those are the kind of things that we're going to be teaching. And, there's nothing like having somebody spend time with you to go, okay, do you get how you're cleaning out that wound? Do you get how you're going to close it? Okay, now let's say you have nothing but wilderness around you and you have no supplies and somebody's injured. What are you going to do? Okay, so we're not looking at it from just the standpoint of what do you do with a specific item. We're going, what are all the options that you have? And that's something that, we can't always put into a book format because we're not allowed to. But that is something that we can teach in a private setting.
Back to what we were talking about with the water filters. I really switched what I recommend now for bug out bags. I used to be, big into, I like the Canadine. Because it's got the pre-filter,
okay, uh-huh.
But the thing about it is it's so big and bulky. For a bug out bag, I really prefer the Sawyer Mini now. The thing about the Sawyer Mini is you don't have any kind of a pre-filter. So your water's got to be relatively clear before you run it through that. So if that's what you're going to use, you also need to have a handkerchief or a bandana or something like that you can run your water through, or you let it set and settle and let all the sediment go to the bottom first before you run it through that Sawyer Mini. But the Sawyer Mini, you can literally just take this small filter and screw it on a typical water bottle. And at that point, it's acting like the Life Straw, which I'm really not a fan of because you can't really store any type of water, with a Life Straw. And the Sawyer Mini's a comparable price of the Life Straw, and it's about a third or a quarter of the size, if you just have just the filter. Of course, you also get a little baggie that just, it's basically a little Mylar baggie that you can fill up with water and then squirt it through that filter into something else
now,
that you're going to carry.
The Sawyer Mini, does it take out gas and oil?
Well, I don't know. It takes out, yeah. I don't know if it does that. I don't think it's going to take out gas and oil.
I don't think it does.
It'll get out your viruses and your cryptosporidian and stuff like that that you're going to get from most lakes and ponds and streams. That's the big risk.
But here's another thing, and so I'm going to challenge you on this one. When you're looking at lakes and streams, think about all of the pesticides and everything that's been sprayed and fertilizers and different things.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're way out in the wilderness somewhere, you have a better chance of having okay water. But even like a lot of lakes now, because people are living around them, they're mowing, you've got the gas runoff from the boats and stuff. I don't want to be drinking all that. And so there is one filter that we take everywhere with us, and that is the Berkey. But we get a Berkey sports bottle.
Oh, and I didn't know they were making that. That's awesome.
Yes, in fact, I will give you a little tip right now. We had stopped selling Berkey on our website because for a couple of different reasons. But one was that I could not buy it as cheap as it was being sold on Amazon. Well, I just got notice that their MAP price is going to go drastically high on the Berkey sports bottle. So if somebody wants to get a Berkey sports bottle, you better do it before the 1st of March when that MAP goes into effect. And right now you can get them for like $17 a bottle on Amazon, but come March 1st, the MAP price goes to $30.
And that takes out oil and gas?
It takes out, yep, it takes out all sorts of stuff. And what's beautiful is that when you get your sports bottle, they will send you a sheet with everything it takes out. Yeah, it's the only one we take in to any of the disasters that we have gone to, because then we know that we're getting all kinds of things taken out of there. Heavy metals, you've got the, it does the viruses and the bacteria and all of that. But to me, a good filter is not just about virus and bacteria. It's about everything else. So when you have the pesticides, I don't want to be consuming pesticides, and it's in so much of the water now. Okay, so you know, your pesticides, your gas and oil, and you know, there's some radioactive stuff. There's a lot of, you have to look at their list. It's a huge list that it will take out. And you know, when I go to a company, if they will not send me a printout of the testing that's been done and the percentage of what was done with it, we won't even look at their filter. You know, because they should be able to provide to you. And there are people who are coming up with, oh, you know, here you can make your own filter and it'll be really cheap and, you know, you can do this on your own. But then again, what are you getting out? And has there's what they're doing to show you how to do this on your own, has it ever been tested for what really is being taken out of it? So have they ever taken contaminated water and that has the pesticides or, you know, oil or gas or anything like that? Has it ever been tested to see is that coming out or are you still consuming it? Okay, and a lot of the water source, you just, you know, look at the fertilizer. Look at the, you know, stuff that, you know, the weed killer that gets used in lakes and or at people's homes. And it rains, where does it go? It goes into the water. You know, so that's something else to think about there. But that is the one that I like to promote out. But we are going to look at different ones. And that's just, I promote that because I use it and I know it works. So, and I'm not certain about the one, that you're talking about because, I don't know what their printout is. I don't know what it takes out.
Yeah. I don't think it's quite that, I don't think it's quite that comprehensive. So it's going to be called A Time with Experts. It's going to be, tell us the name of the state park again.
Laura S. Walker State Park.
And that's in Southern Georgia. It's going to be March 12th is the Sunday that you come, you check in Sunday evening after you get in and you get your tent pitched and everything. And then you've got Monday morning, the classes start. That's the 13th. Classes all day on the 14th, which is Tuesday. Wednesday, you got a little thing in the morning and then a wrap up.
Correct. But there's also something else that we're doing. After we wrap up, we are allowing people, we will hold a private consultation with them before they leave. And so they can sign up for a time slot, you know, to have private consultation with one of us who's there. And they can pick, you know, if they still have questions, if they want to work on their game plan. I know we have a couple of people who are wanting to talk about site locations and different things. Somebody else signed up for, you know, going over their specific game plan. And so again, none of us are charging, for that. You know, so that will be one other opportunity. We really, everybody who's coming and working is really trying to help everybody, the best that we can. And then, you know, so that is something. I know it's a little starred asterisk at the end of the day. Just saying that, you know, before they leave, if they want to meet with us, they can. So, but yeah, we're really looking forward to it. We really hope that, you know, people will be able to take the time off. I do throw that out. What is your life worth? And, is it worth getting the training that you need? If not us, find somebody who can help you. Learn what you need to know because it's just not as easy as some people think. And just reading things out of a book, it's important because you get ideas, but then you got to start putting those ideas and into action and you got to try it out. And in a disaster, it's not where you should be trying it out for the first time.
And we go to tradingpostinthewoods.com. There's going to be a little banner right there that says A Time with Experts. You click that, you sign up there. If it's full, you're gonna have a backup list, in case somebody cancels and other slots open up. But folks that are hearing this, if it's something you're interested in doing, sign up now.
Don't wait. Yeah. Don't wait. That's right. And so I do appreciate getting to come on and share that with all your listeners. You know what? You have some really phenomenal listeners. And I wanted to make sure that they found out about it so that they'd have that opportunity because, you know, I've seen the determination of quite a few of your listeners in trying to learn. And so this was a gift. This is the best thing that we can think of to try to help people. And so I do hope people take advantage of it and come.
Well, Eve, thank you again so much for everything you do for the community. And thanks for offering this fantastic opportunity for folks to get out and learn a really vast skill set from the folks that really know what they're talking about.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Get prepared before disaster strikes. PrepperRecon.com offers MOLLE-compatible individual first aid kits for your home, auto, or bug-out bag. These kits have everything you need to address a traumatic injury, including an Israeli battle dressing, quick clot, EMT shears, suture kit, Steri-Strips, tourniquet, tough strip bandages, and so much more. Kits are available in OD Green, Coyote, Black, and ACU. $99 includes shipping. Go to PrepperRecon.com and click the store tab at the top of the homepage. Order today before it's too late.